This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. Next, a deeper look into the state Supreme Court ruling that education funding meets minimum constitutional standards. Top state leaders, after many years of litigation, declared victory. Other lawmakers and educators were disappointed. When two-thirds of the state's school districts sued Texas for more education funding in 2012, Governor Greg Abbott, who was then the Attorney General, fought back. Today, he and fellow Republican leaders, including Dallas Senator Don Huffines, declared victory.
The Supreme Court got it right, and the state won. The legislature has spoken. We obviously felt that schools were properly funded, and I'm glad the Supreme Court recognized that.
Dallas School Board member Miguel Solis was surprised by the ruling.
And it's disappointing because at the end of the day, the people that get the short end of the stick are children. And in many cases, they're our most vulnerable children. And so we'll have to figure out a way to try as best as we can to utilize the little resources that we have to make a difference.
Making a difference got a lot harder when school budgets were cut by $5.4 billion after the recession. Some of that money's since been restored, but not all. And the student population continues to grow in the state. Cedar Hill Superintendent Orlando Riddick hoped a court victory would force more education dollars. Now he can only hope the words of Supreme Court Justice Eva Guzman will inspire lawmakers to add funding.
In Guzman's words, you know, that talk about constitutionality is a minimum standard, but it's not a cap on our expectations or our potential.
Meaning there's more schools could do. Guzman also said shortfalls in resources and performance persist, and a large number of students are in danger of falling behind. Riddick needs more money to tackle those problems.
Full-day pre-K would be one that I would love to bring into our community at a greater scale so that we can ensure that the efforts that we want early in life can help drive what we want at the end of a school career.
Dallas Trustee Solis says the school funding debate now turns even more political.
And when you think about the cuts that were even made to public education and the cuts that have yet to be completely refilled, that hurt public schools. It hurt the state of Texas. And so we know that it hurts. This only hurts more.
This debate's been decades in the making, and when the Texas Supreme Court rules, there's no appeal. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.